Well, good evening. Thank you for signing up to our little experiment. We hope it will bring you some relief over time. I'm just wanting to make sure you fully understand what will be going on and why you are here, as well as why we will happily accept you onto the program. Myself and my co-worker here find that people these days struggle to switch off, to finally get that full rest we all hear so much about. That's what got us thinking. You see, during the day, we are bombarded with stimulation. Some of it our brains completely ignore. Think about it just momentarily for me. How many details can you pick out in a day? Do you remember how many cars that went by? How many dogs you've seen? How the weather was at, say, 2 o'clock? Do you see how many things our brain simply ignores and discards? Yet, when it's the end of the day, we are truly exhausted. Then you lay your head down and... nothing. Your body simply refuses to sleep. How truly bizarre. So then it got me thinking, what happens if this exhaustion we feel is just from discarding the useless information in our daily lives? So then, how do we introduce information that our brain wants to hold on to? That's...
when we came up with a fantastic idea. It's as simple as learning new facts. When you're born, you are born with roughly 100 billion neurons. Isn't that simply fascinating? Well, it is to us, anyway. But education can only hold our attention for so long. So, with the addition of sounds, we can mimic the white noise we had in the womb of our mothers. As well as in general, if you give yourself white noise to listen to, it can help calm down thoughts and feelings. Think of it as almost drowning out our intrusive thoughts and ideas. We are trying our best to explore all these different aspects to help aid people to sleep. You are patient zero. Congrats. So first, we are going to get you to lie back. And we will add some electrodes just to monitor both your brain activity and to assess what stages of sleep you do manage to achieve. Of course, asking you to come late at night to the clinic would help us to accurately see your current position in terms of quality of sleep. One last thing. Can I get you to sign here quickly? Just the disclaimer saying that you won't sue us for any reasons or another. Thank you.
Now, of course, you are here because you suffer from sleep problems. Worry not, you are in our very experimental and mildly capable hands. I'm going to ask you some questions while you will be introduced to sounds and sensations. Don't think too much of them. If anything is uncomfy, or you would like us to pause the experiment, then all you have to do is raise your hand for me. So, on average, how many hours a night do you get sleep? Do you find that you often feel exhausted during the day, but then at night before bed, it fades? Do you have vivid dreams, or do you not seem to remember them at all? Do you have a bedtime routine, such as at 9 p.m. all electronics are away? Bath, brush teeth, then get into bed? What about sleeping aids? Do you have a weighted blanket, or perhaps listen to guided meditation or noises on your phone? ASMR. There's that word again. It all stemmed from there, you see. Both myself and my fellow co-worker are into ASMR, you see. There's just something about it. So many hypotheses and theories as to why it seems to tickle that spot so many people desire. For me personally, it was a combination of visual and auditory stimulants. When I see it happen to someone, I feel it happen to myself. So does that mean people with high empathetic skills are able to get more out of ASMR versus someone who is not? These are the questions I ask, and honestly, I must find out about.
For me, it's the connection back to childhood. It makes sense in my head. If you like airplay, then it links back to when your mother or father used to run their fingers through your hair when you were little. If you like skin touching, then you were hugged and squeezed a lot by your peers. If it's airplay that someone is pulled towards, then possibly you shared moments of the utmost care with your mother cleaning your ears. Doesn't that make sense? Then, as we develop, we still crave that initial experience. However, it evolves as your needs evolve too. Think of it. You want to be embraced by your partner, and if they run their fingers through your hair, think of how at peace you are in that moment. No other thought comes to mind. That's because you are back to that first experience of pure, utter bliss. It makes sense when I say it out loud like that. Don't you agree? This is what we are trying to recreate with you now. By accessing your brainwaves, we can see what's triggering what parts of your brains. That's why we cycle through quite a few different techniques to try and give you that euphoric feeling again. We dubbed it brain massage. We will use a combination of different techniques really try and get you into a complete state of relaxation where you can completely zone out and breathe.
Now that we are in position, what we are going to do is go through a checklist of different sounds and see how your brain responds to it. We will do around 1 minute for each. You don't have to do or say anything for it. Just simply experience the sensation, and we'll continue to monitor you. As always, if there's something you don't like, or you're just not a fan of, please raise your hand for us.
brainwave activity going, but it looks like we're heading in the right direction. We're getting close, and I'm excited to see how this pans out.
Let's just keep going so they can get a good night's rest. I don't want to say it, but they are looking very tired. You could see it in their eyes. That was our very first patient, and from the readings, well, we've achieved our objective so far. The question is if we can replicate this at home, somehow. At least it's progress for sleep clinics and what we can offer people. Just seems a shame we can't help them at all. All we can do is continue to prove our hypothesis for now. Perhaps we should get this patient in again if we are thinking of new sound ways to target. They were a great patient and very understanding. Sleep now.